to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Straight Talk here on The Voice, 830 AM WEEU and online at WEEU.com. It's Nick Lawrence, folks. You know, we do this every week at this time, and it's always my goal to bring you the very best in programming that I can think of and some of the best guests from all over the country and the world. You know, this is an exciting night for me to do this show because it's been a while since I've interviewed our special guest, and you're going to love this interview tonight because I know it's going to be great for all of us. Our special guest has made extraordinary contributions in the fields of optimum health, natural remedies, and human potentials. She was selected as one of the 10 Healthy American Fitness Leaders by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, and she is the author of over 25 books and 2,000 magazine articles. I don't know how she does all this stuff. For 30 years, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit. And as the founder of and president of Health Unlimited, it's a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to the advancement of peaceful, balanced living. She travels the world, really, folks, as an in-demand consultant, motivational speaker. And guess what? We are lucky to have her. We're fortunate to have her on a show. The name of the book, her latest book, is called The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Using Superfoods, Spices, Natural Remedies, and Stress-Less Living to Revitalize Your Body and Life. With the three most common names in America, our special guest tonight is Dr. Susan Smith Jones. Susan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick. It's great to be back with you again. And how much do you love that music, whether Tyrell sings it or Sinatra?
That's a great song. I know. I love that song, Fly Me to the Moon. So you've got a lot of things going, Susan. Yes, you always do. So just give us a little brief synopsis of what started you on your life path of good health, which is what you're dedicated to.
Yeah, well, it started decades ago, seriously, when I was a teenager and at a time when I wasn't feeling well. Long story short, my grandmother, who lived very close to the earth, she looked to foods and herbs, spices, and natural remedies to heal the body. So she taught me how to take care of my body. And since that time, you know, and I worked with her for 7 years until she passed away. And then I went on to get as many degrees as I could and learned more and started my own private practice in the 80s called Health Unlimited. And now I see people all over the world, or they come and see me, and I teach people how to live a more natural, healthy lifestyle. Mm.
Because it's what you do. You live what you talk about. And I mean, I've known you for a long time, and I know that you actually live this philosophy that you teach people about. Now, this newest book that you have called The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, you know, why did you pick that title? And who's going to benefit from reading this book?
Well, anybody, young, old, male, female, anybody who wants to just have a healthier lifestyle. You know, since I've talked to you last on the radio show, I've traveled to many different countries, and everywhere I go, it's the same thing. What are the best superfoods to eat? How can I heal my body with spices, herbs, and natural remedies? Oh, Susan, I'm always under stress. How can I quell the stress, you know, in a way that will give me a more effective life, live a more balanced life? And I thought I'd put it all into this beautiful, colorful book. It's full color, and it's actually a part of a trio series that just came out. The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle is one, and then Living on the Lighter Side is about weight loss. That's the second. The third is Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. But I've got in this book, in The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, it's a short book. It's 107 pages with photos, beautiful design, and lots of healthy living cost-free tips. Well, you know, Nick, it's basically the way I've lived my whole life, and you know that it's been now 31 years since I've had a cold or a flu. I've never taken medication in my life. It's because my grandmother taught me how to look to Mother Earth to be healthy, and she always used to say to me, Susan, remember that health comes from the farm and not the pharmacy. And she often would say to me, remember these words of Pythagoras, choose what is best. Habit will soon render it agreeable and easy.
I think, you know, when I first met you, you were one of the pioneers, at least in my mind, of using the term superfoods. Now, people use that today. I've heard other, you know, other authors write about that. But as far back as I can remember, you were one of the first people to actually talk about the term superfood. So, and I know you have what you call your top 21 of those superfoods. So maybe we should give the give our audience a kind of a sampling of some of the things that, that you would consider superfoods and why are they that important?
Definitely. And let's start, and I call them superfoods or nature foods. And what is that? Now, all foods aren't equal. Some are full of calories and void of nutrition, while others are low in calories and so packed with nutrition that they earn that title of a superfood. You know, for example, blueberries are often considered a superfood because they contain significant amounts of antioxidants, anthocyanins, vitamin C, manganese, dietary fiber with relatively few calories. So I and also it's the best food on planet Earth, Nick. Blueberries are for the brain, to keep your brain healthy well into older age. Now, there are many common superfoods, and just because they're common doesn't take away their value. Foods like apples, an apple a day will keep the cardiologist away. Bell peppers, especially the red ones that are highest in antioxidants, will help you achieve glowing skin. Avocados have more protein than any other fruit, and yes, they're fruit, and they're also a surefire aphrodisiac. Most people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Of course, yeah. And then we've got other foods like bananas. I think monkeys may be wiser than we think. Bananas are so good for you. Broccoli and broccoli sprouts are great for you. So, you know, and onions will help increase your HDL. Pumpkin will give your skin a rosy glow. A quarter cup of broccoli sprouts, and you can grow them in your kitchen. A quarter cup a day will cut your risk of getting cancer by 50%. Now, these are well-known superfoods. There are others that aren't quite as well-known, but I make sure I have these several times a week, like chia seeds, flax seeds. I always have those two superfoods I take from Hawaii, the Hawaiian spirulina and the astaxanthin. I have turmeric every day, a half a tablespoon of it, for so many reasons, probably the best of which is it helps reduce inflammation in the body. So these are all superfoods that we need to keep in our kitchen and eat on a regular basis, because the sad truth is that most people are digging their graves every day with their knives and forks when they sit down to a meal or a snack. And, you know, all the latest studies published in the most reputable scientific journals show that dietary changes can enable a diabetic patient to go off medication. Heart disease can be reversed with diet alone. Breast cancer is often related to female hormones in the blood, which are determined by the foods we eat. Dairy foods can increase the risk of prostate cancer. You know, it goes on and on and on.
You know, it's interesting. In anticipation of doing the interview with you tonight, I made a
special... You had a donut.
I did not. I had I made a special smoothie, and as you were listing all those things, I was writing things down that I put into my smoothie. So I had blueberries, I had carrots in there, I had spinach in there, I had a banana in there, I had almonds in there, and an apple, and I think I put like a tiny bit of organic maple syrup in there. So what did you think about that? Was that okay?
Excellent. Popeye would like you. That's very good with that spinach. You know, and it's important to have green smoothies mm-hmm. every day.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a good blender at home, that would be one of the first things you would want to get.
Mm-hmm. Well, you introduced me to that as well. I have a
I
great blender.
When we were, what, in our early 20s?
Exactly. It's been that long. So the other thing is I noticed about all the list of the superfoods that you mentioned, they're what you always called living foods. Right, because they contain the energy of life. They're not they're not cooked in a sense. Not that that's bad to cook things, but these are all living foods that you were advocating, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, yes. And you see, my approach to healthful eating is a diet of whole foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Because
mm-hmm.
my grandmother would always say to me, you know, she'd say, "Here's a good way to think of nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy." And she'd say, "Susan, look to nature, because in nature you don't find ice cream trees and donut vines and potato chip bushes." And, you know, when you eat these foods that are colorful and close to nature, they restore harmony to the body, mind, and spirit, and they replenish our life force. Now, while you may not want to go on an all completely raw diet, which I don't, but simply incorporating a wider variety of these uncooked foods will definitely enhance your health and your vitality.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be an all or nothing type regimen, because people say, you know, if you can't stay on a particular way of eating, Susan, it's not going to benefit you. People go through these fad diets and they try this and try that, and they may lose some weight or try different things, but they can't stay on it because it's not something that's a natural way to eat, in a sense.
No, exactly. And I always tell people, and everyone, this resonates with people worldwide, you can make massive progress by just inching forward, by taking baby steps every day. So maybe, and you know, you and I've talked about this before, it takes your mind and body about 21 days to either let go of a bad habit
mm-hmm.
or to accept a new habit. But you've got to do the same thing every day for 21 days, whether it's exercise daily or eat, drink more water, or maybe give up something for 21 days in a row, like what? Like having dessert every night or having ice cream. But in 21 days, you've established a new habit, or you'll no longer crave what you gave up. And that always works. So I say to people, like sometimes people say to me, "Oh, you want me to give up, you know, having ice cream every night for dessert?" And, you know, we're creatures of habit, but when you do something for 21 days, it's like a miracle. It's a miracle how easy it is to establish a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you've got to do it a year or 6 months or 3 months, but most people can commit to 21 days.
I think they can.
Yeah, and I'll say one more thing. There's something very special about 3 months, one season, because there was this major study by Dr. Dean Ornish.
Susan, you're going to have to hold on to that because we're coming up to a break. Let me just tell everybody who we're talking to, and then we'll be back with you in just a second. Folks, we're talking to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. You see, she has a lot to say and can't hold it in. We certainly don't want her to do that either. What I'd like you to do while you're listening to the show, though, is go to her website, which is her name, SusanSmithJones.com. The name of the book is called The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. We'll be talking more about that and tons of other things as we go on with our show. You're listening to Straight Talk here on The Voice, 830 AM WEEU, and online at WEEU.com. We'll be right back. Stay with it.
I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life.
Hey, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to Straight Talk here on The Voice, 830 AM WEEU and online, WEEU.com. It's Nick Lawrence. Of course, we do this every week at this time, and I love the guests that we have because we get an opportunity, I get an opportunity to talk to really some amazing people. And if you've been listening since the beginning of the show tonight, you know that we have a really special guest on the line. Now, while you're listening to the show, if you have access to the internet, why don't you go to her website, which is her name, SusanSmithJones.com. It's easy to remember. Check it out. There's a lot of great stuff there, and you're just going to love it. Anyway, we're in the midst of a great conversation with her, and we're talking about all the things that make us all better, but we have to make that choice. And Susan, we're talking about your latest book, The Curative Kitchen, and lifestyle. And you were telling us a story about Dean Ornish before we took that break. So why don't you finish that story for us?
Yes, and before I mention that, you don't know this, Nick, and since nobody else is listening, we're just talking here.
Sure.
When I wrote this trio of books, I listened to all my Tyrell tapes and my CDs, and the one you're playing now, you know, the song from this CD, I listened to the very most, this one and On the Sunny Side of the Street. And his music inspires me to write.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
You know, I love it. And so Dean Ornish, he did this amazing, groundbreaking study. It was a 3-month study, and it was all about how lifestyle changes affect gene activity. And, you know, it was demonstrated in the study that subjects affected changes in activity of about 500 genes, including 48 that were turned on and 453 genes that were turned off as a result of eating more healthful foods, keeping stress levels down, and practicing relaxation techniques like meditation and exercising regularly. This is all what my new book is about. You know, so often people say to me, oh, Susan, you know, it's all in my genes. What can I do? I can't change my health. Well, as this study proves, Nick, it turns out you can do a lot because in just 3 months, you can change hundreds of your genes simply by changing what you eat and how you live. And that's pretty amazing. And I see across America and I see across the world, too, I believe that we're seeing a rebirth in natural healing. Because the wisdom of our grandparents regarding natural remedies can play an important role in our health and all of our health care today. And there's been so much research done worldwide on what grows, you know, in your garden or what you buy, medicinal values of plants, including fruits, vegetables, and herbs. And each generation grows from this experience, and over time, I know you know this because we've talked about it off the air. We see that the extreme overuse of antibiotics has created deadly antibiotic-resistant bacteria. And I think that throughout the world now that there's this growing concern that many illness-producing microorganisms like bacteria, viruses, fungi, and parasites are becoming resistant to the drugs used that fight them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons these deadly viruses, germs, and bacteria have become resistant to medication is because of repeated use. So the emphasis of my book is that prevention of illness is the key. But when one does get sick, understanding how the use of natural remedies that have been proven throughout centuries to heal the body without producing harmful side effects can be very helpful.
That study by Dean Ornish, that's amazing because, you know, historically people thought that your genes were static, that you were born with those genes and that's they would always be that way. Your genes are kind of like destining you to be a particular way. But now we know that gene expression changes, and especially with the idea of what we eat. I mean, when that old expression, you are what you eat, Susan, is literally true.
Yeah, it's definitely true. What you eat, what you digest.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as you and I've talked about many times on previous shows and, you know, in our visits, it's more than what you eat. It's your whole lifestyle.
Yep.
It's exercise. It's stress. It's everything I've written about in this little trio series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in life, there's three things over which you have control. What you eat, of course. Nobody shoves the food down your throat, we hope. how you move, that's your exercise, and how you think. And you have the ability to change all three of those. And regarding food, remember, healthy foods can put money in your health bank account. You are in charge of your health destiny.
We tend, Susan, we tend to think of, I mean, we've been talking about the superfoods, but one thing that we need to talk about also is what you add when you're cooking or when you're doing it. We think of spices many times as just something that's a flavor enhancer, but actually spices have some, they have some medicinal effect, don't they, in a way? And talk to us about those things.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, there's a whole chapter in this Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle on how to use culinary spices and herbs as medicine. For example, sage. You know, the word sage means wisdom, you mm-hmm. know, being wise, and it really does make you wise because eating sage improves memory and offers protection from Alzheimer's. Cayenne pepper jumpstarts your metabolism, and the good old garlic, who doesn't, well, you and I love garlic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a potent antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. I mentioned already that turmeric helps to reduce inflammation and supports healthy joint function. And then you look at cinnamon. You know, most people think of cinnamon maybe during the holidays, but I try to find ways on a daily basis to sprinkle it on my foods, including in my smoothies. It's anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, and it also helps balance out your blood sugar level. So it's important to add that in. So there's so many spices that you can add to your diet. It's important to have spices fresh. You know, as I mentioned, I have about a half a tablespoon of turmeric powder a day. I put it in my big glass of hot green tea in the morning. I add some fresh lemon juice, and I add in the turmeric, and I buy it by the pound, organic turmeric at my co-op in Santa Monica. And I literally have about a half a tablespoon a day.
So, I mean,
and that's why my skin is all golden yellow.
Well, that makes sense, too. So I understand. I mean, most people think in terms of spices as salt and pepper. I mean, occasionally they'll do some other things, but that, I mean, that's not the best thing. I mean, especially salt, right? Sodium.
Right. You don't want to overdo sodium, and you don't want the regular kind of salt you buy in the supermarket. You want good sea salt. You mm-hmm. want great sea salt. That's much better for you.
So things that you add.
I always say re-educate your taste buds. People are so used to eating sweet foods because I heard you put maple syrup in your smoothie.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything then, but I will now. If you're in the habit always of sweetening things, then you never get to re-educate those taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
And when you give up a lot of these sweeteners, But although maple syrup is better than white sugar, but when you do that, then you don't crave them anymore. And the latest studies, national studies out this week, show that cancer feeds on sugar in the diet. So you want to keep the sugar, especially processed sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd say a minimum, but for me, I don't even keep it in my diet. Most people eat about 150... up to 150 pounds of it a year, and I don't even add any to my diet.
Wow.
You know, you can live without adding sugar to your diet.
I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about that people consume that much sugar every year. And I mean, I know that's an average, but some people will do more, some people will do less. Now, I know we're going to be talking about stress here in a little while, but one of the things I want to make sure people understand about this incredible book that you have called The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle is that, you know, many times people say you cannot tell a book by its cover, but that there's an exception, and that is this new book that you've put out. So talk to us a little bit how it's designed, how the cover looks, and what's inside.
Yeah, well, it looks like a beautiful wooden kitchen table, and I wrote it in a way that I want every reader to think we're sitting at the table together,
mm-hmm.
and we're visiting over a cup of tea, and you get all of my wonderful advice of 40 years of research on the best foods and herbs and spices and natural remedies. I have an entire section about stress, what it does to your body, how it can wreak havoc on every cell of your body and age you and cause disease. And then most importantly, the most surefire stress busters, so you can keep stress at a minimum. Mm-hmm. Because the sad truth is that 80 to 90% of all diseases are stress-related. So I have all of this in one simple, full-color book with lots of color photographs. It's 107 pages, and it's just available right now on my website. It's part of a trio series of new books for this year. That one, along with Living on the Lighter Side, that has all my premier secrets to accelerate fat loss. And then, of course, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age.
Mm-hmm. So, Susan, are they coming out at different times, or are they all available now?
They're all available. They just came out, actually, this week.
Okay, so people can get the trilogy, the three of these books, right? And if
That's
they were
right.
Where would they get them? How can they get a hold of these things?
Say that again?
How can they get a hold of these? Where can they get your books?
You know what? Just go to my website, and you'll see the book covers. And in fact, and if you click on the book covers, and you can go to books on my website, and it will say new books, and it will list these three. But when you click on it, each one, each title, on that page, you get a sampler. I call it a sampler of some of the pages from the book, around 20 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So you can peruse that a little bit and see what the whole book is about.
It's great stuff. We have about 4 minutes until we go to our next break, so I know we want to introduce the topic of stress. You kind of alluded to it there, a minute or two ago, but let's talk about stress, because for many people, stress is the biggest cause of their ill health.
You know, it certainly is, and I have a whole chapter in The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle about stress, and I write a lot about one of my clients named Lisa, who was striving to be a partner in her law firm, and she was under tremendous stress with a divorce and losing a parent and coming home each day after 2 hours of nonstop traffic to rap music her teenager was playing every day, and it just threw her body into a deep hole, and she had very massive depression and could hardly get out of bed in the morning. And then, so I describe what happens with a cascade of hormones when you're under that type of chronic stress that doesn't go away. And most people don't understand how harmful unmanaged stress can be on the body. Even just of late, the American Association of Family Physicians reports that two-thirds of all doctor's visits are stress-related. Now, what causes you stress, Nick, might be different than what causes me stress.
Yeah.
For some people, it's weather-related, tornadoes, earthquakes. For some, it's terrorism, sadly. For some, you know, where I live, it might be bumper-to-bumper traffic, unpaid bills, constant noise. For some, it's deadlines and commitments. You know, it can be triggered by emotions like anger, fear, worry, grief, depression, and guilt. But when you're under constant stress, it actually leads to many issues like high blood pressure, lowered immunity, weight gain, sleep debt, bone loss, depression, inflammation, acidosis, constipation, heart problems, fatigue, headaches, and other illnesses. So in the book, and briefly with you, you know, I talk about the very best stress busters, the ones that don't cost any money,
mm-hmm.
and how we all need to have an arsenal of these stress busters so that we don't let stress get the best of us.
Well, it's almost impossible to avoid stress on every level. You know, in the past, people would think that stress was just a perception, but actually, it's a reality in people's lives. It's not just something the way you feel about something. It is actually something that is harmful to your body if it's done, as you said, on a chronic basis rather than on acute. Acute stress, we all have at some point, but chronic stress, I think, is the thing that really takes us down most, isn't it?
Right. Well, stress is a fact of life. But we don't have to make it a way of life.
Mm.
And I always tell people, it's not the people in your lives, the complications or the times in which you live that cause you to be stressed out. Rather, it's what you think about. It's always what you think about, your attitude about the people, the complications, and the times in which we live.
Well, you said earlier that there are three things that we have control over, right? We have control over how we think, what we eat, and how we move. And so all of those things on some level can affect, you know, our entire life, especially the way we handle stress. Susan, we're coming up on a break, so I want you to tell everybody again how they can get a copy of your book.
Yeah, just go to SusanSmithJones.com and go in the navigation bar to books, and then you'll find the title for The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side, and Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. And don't forget to sign up for my monthly letters, because only my special subscribers get them. The general public never sees them. Mm-hmm. I give you lots of motivational advice just once a month. You're not inundated with emails. You definitely want to sign up for that. And everyone who signs up gets lots of gifts from me. And you're also entered into a drawing where once a week I call somebody, set an appointment, and I visit with you for 90 minutes. And if you have no health issues, we can just visit, because I love to learn about people.
Yeah, this is great stuff. Folks, we're talking to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. The name of the book is called The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. You're listening to Straight Talk here on The Voice, 830 AM WEEU, and online at WEEU.com. We'll be back with her in just a moment, so please stay with us.
Got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. Yeah, I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me. Can't you see I'm in love? Life's a beautiful.
Hey, everybody, welcome or welcome back to Straight Talk here on The Voice, 830 AM WEEU, and online WEEU.com. It's Nick Lawrence. Of course, we do this every week at this time. I try to bring you guests like our special guest tonight. But I want to remind everybody, in case you're just joining us, or maybe you joined us with the second segment, you know, you can always go to our website at WEEU.com. Just scroll down the homepage until you get to the section entitled Straight Talk. You'll be able to listen to this entire interview again and again. It's in there in an MP3 format, so you can share it with on one of your listening devices, tell people about it. The show is great because I get to talk with really some amazing people from all over the world. And, you know, of course, our guest tonight, no exception tonight. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, the name of her latest book, part of a trilogy of books, actually, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle. It's using superfoods, spices, natural remedies, and stress-less living to revitalize your body and life. Now, Susan, I'm back with you, and, you know, we ended that segment talking about stress, but maybe you can give us two or three maybe tips that you can give us to reduce stress, because people don't necessarily know how to go about doing that.
Yes. Oh, and it's so simple, really. And, you know, and the whole in the chapter of the book, I give you loads of these tips with photographs to show, too, but for example, if you take just a few minutes daily and do some deep breathing, and while you're doing the deep breathing, focus only on those things for which you are grateful, that will boost your immune system and make you feel happier. There's great energy in gratitude. It's like this connecting link or bridge between you and all channels of good in your life. And the same thing happens if you spend about 5 minutes out in nature, like the local park, a community garden, or even your backyard. Or it will help your stress level to help to quell it if you bring nature indoors, like maybe in the form of houseplants or flowers or a simple water fountain. I have three in my home, actually, mm-hmm. and one outside in my front yard. But the water fountain and the houseplants will brighten your day. And then remember, it takes only 10 minutes of aerobic exercise, like walking, to double the level in your body of those happy hormones called endorphins, which will result in you having a more positive attitude. And my grandmother always used to teach me as a teenager that your attitude is the mind's paintbrush. Mm-hmm. It can color anything. Mm-hmm. And the body reflects the mind reflects the spirit. So, you know, the body's a good place to start. And keep in mind that when the body's in good shape, fit, toned, and strong, the mind is affected positively. You can't disconnect those. So everything is connected, body, mind, and spirit. So you treat the body well, and your mind will be fragrant with positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm. You know, people. A lot of times people, because they are stressed, they tend to turn to what we call comfort foods, maybe high-fat foods, you know, high-calorie-type foods. So talk to us a little about stress and weight gain and how they're related to each other.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up, because often people go to those foods that aren't good for them when they're not getting enough sleep. And when you're stressed out, you don't get enough sleep, but too little sleep on a chronic basis, I don't mean like once or twice a month, but on chronically, makes you hungry, Nick, especially for calorie-dense foods, and primes your body to hold on to all of the calories you eat. And this happens because, according to research, skimping on sleep interferes with your body's ability to process carbohydrates.
Mm.
And that can lead to elevated blood sugar levels and then an increased tendency to store calories as fat. And this happens because when you're sleep-deprived, your body produces more of that stress hormone. What's it called, Nick?
Cortisol.
That's right. Gold star. And
thank
that
you.
Seems to set this chain reaction in motion. So you just want to make sure that you get enough sleep. And if you don't think sleep is... let me backtrack. So many people come to me in my private practice and say, I've done everything. I've changed what I've eaten. I took the red coloring off the walls in my bedroom. I have natural fibered sheets. I put a little lavender on my pillowcase. You know, I take a hot bath before bed, and I'm having a hard time sleeping. Hard time losing weight. So then I always say to people, how much sleep are you getting at night? And they'll say 5 or 6 or... you know, not much more than that, hours a night. And I let people know that there was a terrific study done a few years ago at Columbia University in New York, and it found that people who slept 6 hours a night were 23% more likely to be obese than people who slept between 7 and 9 hours.
Wow.
Those who slept 5 hours were 50% more likely, and those who slept 4 hours or less we're 73% more likely to be obese. So anybody listening, if your goal is to lose a little or a lot of extra fat on your body, you've got to make getting good sleep at night non-negotiable. You must do that. And, you know, anytime you begin a new program, you know, maybe it's you want to get in better shape, exercise more, eat better food, sleep better, you know, keep in mind that when you commit to this new health program, be aware of your thoughts and beliefs going in, because harboring doubts about your ability to succeed affects your results.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to weed out doubt and worry and concern, and you want to get on that path of positive thinking and living with faith. I think one of my, you know, I'm big on quotes by the masters of years gone by, and one of my favorite quotes ever is what Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the whole course of things goes to teach us faith. We need more faith, and we also need to visualize the end result of what we want to achieve. Albert Einstein said, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. So you just need to keep your mind filled with positive thoughts of what you want to achieve, and don't focus on negativity.
I mean, this is great stuff. I just let you go because I want you to continue to talk, like, because there's so many good things here that people will want to listen
to
this. I think you could use the 3 hours. Yeah. So, Susan, I know a big part of your life is what you call living naturally and using natural remedies. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the natural remedies that you suggest in your book, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle?
Yeah, well, gosh, there's thousands and thousands of them. But, you know, like just as an example, like when you get a bug bite or a bee sting, if you cut a raw onion, I know this sounds weird, but take a raw onion and first of all, take a credit card first, a low-interest rate credit card, and to help you get the stinger out if you have a bee sting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's got to be low interest rate.
Of course.
And then you take a raw onion and put it right on the bee sting or the bug bite, and that is one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. It's so good for you. Honey's another, if it's raw and unheated, another great natural remedy for your skin. And I often, in fact, once a week, I take, I do either a honey mask, put honey on my clean face, let it sit for 15 minutes, wash it off, or I mash up a ripe avocado and a ripe banana, put that on my skin. My kitchen is never without a big aloe vera plant. You know, aloe vera is great for your skin. Any irritation on the skin, like sunburn or a bug bite or a bee sting or, you know, bumps, anything. You know, it's great for hemorrhoids. It's great for your gums if you have a pain in, inside your mouth. And you just, and then you can cut off a leaf of it, cut it open, scoop the gel out, and you can use the gel on the skin, or you can literally put that gel in your smoothie. It's wonderful to soothe an irritated digestive tract.
Wow. There's so many things that we can discuss, and I know, you know what, you
I've got lots of these in the new book.
I know. It's incredible. You mentioned attitude before, and you know there's an old expression that says that your attitude determines your altitude in life. So why is it important, though, for people to get out of bed and set, let's say, a tone for each of the days that we live?
Oh, yes. And it's well, my grandmother taught me so much, but this is one of the favorite lessons. She always said to me that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day. So how do you want your day to be? You don't want to be stressed out or rushed. So maybe what you can do is the night before you go to bed, maybe you set the breakfast table or get out your workout clothes or your work clothes or get the kids' lunches ready so that you can have a relaxed, peaceful, enjoyable morning. And one of the first things I do in the morning is I'll get up, and I'm just thinking here, TMI, how much should I tell you? But I get up, and I walk into the bathroom. I look in the mirror. That will give me a good laugh in the morning. But I always sing one of my favorite songs, Nick, from the wonderful musical Oklahoma.
Okay.
And it's the song, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.
Great.
Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling.
Yeah.
Everything's going my way.
Well,
you sing that every morning when you wake up, and you'll have a good day. It's up to you to have a good day. Remember, you are the president and CEO of your body and life. You are in charge of your health destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're ever out of sorts, this is what I do. Sometimes we get out of sorts. I know it. And then I'll always look for something on my calendar significant on the horizon, something positive to look forward to. That's why it's good to make goals. You know, you make a 21-day goal to exercise every day. Of course, if you skip a day, you've got to start back over. But most people can commit to 3 weeks, 21 days.
We are coming up on the end of the show here in about 2 minutes. So, I mean, one of the great things about this book, Susan, is that the things that you suggest and the things that you offer to our audience are very simple things. They're down-to-earth things that everybody can do. So before we let you go, why don't you give us some final thoughts?
Well, remember, everything you eat makes a difference on your body, and it's not difficult, Nick, to look 20 years younger than your age.
Mm-hmm.
Just follow the guidance in my books. Remember, your attitude is so important, and here's a very inexpensive way to look years younger. A smile is a very inexpensive way to improve your looks because it takes 17 muscles to smile and 47 muscles to frown.
Well,
so you should conserve energy.
I would say so. That's really great stuff. Susan, I really have enjoyed talking with you. As you said, we probably could use a couple more hours, so we'll put that off to another time. But I want to thank you for being a guest on my show. It's been my pleasure to talk with you again.
Thank you so much. See you next time.
Sure. Stay on the line. I'll be right back with you. All right, folks, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, what a delightful person to talk to, filled with so much great energy and good information. The name of the book is called The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, part of a trilogy of books. You go to her website, susansmithjones.com. Check it all out. There's a lot of good stuff there. And as always, I appreciate all of you who listen to my show on a regular basis. Come back and visit with me the next time. As always, this is Nick Lawrence, and I'll see you on the radio.
So wish your heart makes when you're fast asleep. In dreams, you will lose your heartaches. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, and someday your rainbow will come smiling through. No matter how your heart is grieving, if you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true.